Okay. We are on top of Daf Lamed, and just to refresh, we're dealing with the Machloikas, which was brought on the top of Chav Tes Amud Beis between Levi Saba and Rabbi Yochanan, whether Levi Saba says that Eina Shchita El Basoif, that the Shchita only takes place at the last point, and Rabbi Yochanan, in his view, Yeshna L'Shchita Mitchila Va'at Soif. And we then tried to qualify where that machlokas applies, and then tried to prove which way it is. And the last case that we were discussing was the case of the Parah Aduma. We want to bring a raya that if the shchita is only besoif, so then we should have been mechalek between those people who were involved in the Parah Aduma before the shchita and after the shchita, meaning at the beginning part of the Shchita and after Shchita, which is presuming that there were two people doing the Shchita, and the fact that we don't seems to indicate that the Shchita is Mitchila Vat Soif. And the Gemara concluded, what we saw yesterday, says we're on the bottom of Chav Tes Amud Beis still. So we said like this. Six lines up from the bottom. Amar Rav Yosef said, Trei Gavri Bechad Zivcha Kamras, you're telling me a case about two people shechting the one carbon. Bar Minei, leave this case alone. Dahud, the Tanina, this is what we have learned in a Braisa. Tizbach, the Pasuk says, Tizbach Shaloi Yuhu Shnaim Shechtin Zevach Echad. From here we learn that Tizbach in Lashon Yachid, only one person could do the Shechita. You can't have two people shechting one carbon. Tizbachuhu Shalo Yehei Echad Shechet Shnei Zavachim. And the fact that the Pasuk says Tizbachuhu, V'amrav Kahana Tizbachehu Ksiv, it could be read as Tizbachehu, tells us that you can only shecht one carbon at a time and not multiples. So, what does this seem to indicate? This seems to indicate that you won't ever have a situation where you're going to have two people shechting one carbon, two people shechting one paraduma, and that's why we don't mention this idea that whoever was involved before the shechita, they would be, and the ones who would be afterwards would be possible. So he says like this, Amalei Abaye Abaye says, Lav itma Allah, but didn't it say further on that braisa, Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yechon, it was said on that braisa, Zu Divrei, it was said on the braisa, and the interpretation, Zu Divrei Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon. This idea that you cannot have two people shechting one carbon is the view of Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon. Stimta. Aval Chachamim Oimrim, but the Chachamim say, Beis Shechtin Zevach Echad. You can have two people shechting the one carbon. And since you can have two people shechting the one carbon, so he says, then Zevach Echad, Rashi says, Ul Rabbanan Liflaik, so according to the Rabbanan, it should distinguish. Furthermore, now the Gemara continues. Ul Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon nami liflag. But even according to Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon, who says that only one person can shecht a carbon, we should still make a further distinction in the case of the para aduma. Kegoyin deshachar chagavra b'shnei sudrin. You have one person who shechted, and he was wearing two sudars. He was wearing two hats, one after the other, two turbans. The sudar kama, which was before the actual Gemara shechita loy metama, will not be tame because the paraduma has not been shechted yet. The sudar basra metama, but the second sudar that he puts on afterwards, then that should become tuma. Ella, but the fact that we don't see this, he says one second, that's still not a problem. Bepsula de para kamairi bechsheda loy kamairi. We're talking about a case where a psul happens in the carbon. In the paraduma, and we said that whoever was involved before the psul, if it was after the shchita, whoever's involved in the psul will become tamei the begadim. Correct, because he was involved with the paraduma, and whoever was involved after the psul happened, where it was no longer valid para, then there would be okay. So he says, but we're not talking about a case like this. This case is talking about a hechsheda. Here we're talking about one person with two turbans in the shchita. So we're not talking about any psul happening. Here we're talking about before the moment of the shchita and the after the moment of the shchita, and that we are not discussing. So therefore, you can't bring a proof from this case of the paraduma. So now we bring in another proof. Masiv Rav Yehudi bar Avin. Rav Yehudi bar Avin brought a challenge from the following braisa. It says like this, Uva moyed lishmoy potur shaloy lishmoy chayev. So what is the case? So Rashi says on the right side, B'sheichet HaPesach Al HaChametz. So we know that the Pasuk says, Lo Yisishchet HaChametz Dam Zivchi. You're not allowed to shech the Korban Pesach while you have Chametz in your presence. So if a person shechts a Korban Pesach with Chametz, so it's discussed in the Gemara in Pesachim, Marvin and Hasam, there we include L'sha'ez Vachim Sheshachten BePesach HaChametz Shaloika Aleim Mishum Shalo Yisishchet Al HaChametz. The Gemara there learns that not only does this apply on Erev Pesach with regards to your Korban Pesach, that any Korban that you bring during Pesach, if you bring a Korban and have Chametz in your possession, you are over on this lav. Okay. But Ka'amar Rabbi Shimon, here Rabbi Shimon is telling us that if he shecht something as a Korban Pesach, he has in mind that it's a Korban Pesach, so whatever happened, for example, going Sha'avad Ba'ar Basar, so on the 14th of Nisan, when you're supposed to bring the Korban Pesach, he lost his Shepzel. Hikriv Acher Tachtav, so he brought another one that you're supposed to do. V'nimtza Rishon, and then you find the first one B'moed in the middle of Chol HaMoed. V'shachtu Lishmai Achamet, and then he brings it and he shechts it as a Korban Pesach during Pesach, and he has Chametz in his possession. Patur, he's exempt. Why? Dal Zevach Pasuhu Zalechazi Shaloi Bizmano Lishmai. Why is that? Because he's not shechting a Korban anymore. Because you can't bring a Korban Pesach in the middle of Chol HaMoed. Korban Pesach is not Erev Pesach.
But it becomes another. It becomes
we'll see in a moment. But, we're going to discuss that in a moment.
Yeah, but that's
here
but
he has an active kavana that it's a Korban Pesach.
Aren't we trying to establish that it applies to every Korban? Or are we saying that...
But this is a Korban Pesach. But because he has the wrong kavana, it's mechutz l'zmano, it's out of its sight. It's a Korban Pesach. And therefore you haven't shechted anything.
You've just killed me.
Yeah. So he says, for example, shaloi lishmai. So he says, v'mayet shaloi lishmai. But if you shechted lishmai, deshachtei l'shem shlamim. He says v'mayet lishmai. Then if it's lishmai, then it's like a Pesach. Then you're potter l'shaloi lishmai. But if you shechted as a shlamim, then you are chayv. You're liable if you had chametz in your possession. V'avinam ba'am. We pondered this. Timer. What is the reason to shaloi lishmai? What is the reason in the case of shaloi lishmai that you would be chayv? It says dafka de shaloi lishmai yechayv has stam a potter. But if you shechted it stam with no intention, then you would be exempt. Vamai potter. Why are you in potter?
When we're saying he's potter, you mean potter from
the lav
al chometz.
Correct.
That particular
correct.
Inyan.
Correct. So he says, but why should you be potter? Pesach b'shal yimayis hashana shlamim hu. If I come and rock up in the middle of Kislev and I say I'm bringing a Korban Pesach and I shecht it, then it's a shlamim. It's a kosher carbon.
The default option.
As a shlamim. Pesach is a form of shlamim to a certain extent. So too over here, if I just shechted it stam, right? I bring this animal that was lost and I bring it now in Chol HaMoed and I shechted stam, so l'chayre, it should be a shlamim, in which case I'm shechting a valid carbon while I have chametz in my possession, I should be over. Why does it say that you're potter and you're only chayv if you do it with an active kavana shaloi lishmoy, that this is a shlamim? Yeah, Moshe had a question.
No.
It's already Pesach.
Yes.
Already
you put aside an animal and
yes.
You lost it.
Yep.
So now I have to bring my Korban Pesach on Erev Yom Tov. So I went and got a different animal. Now in the middle of Chol HaMoed, I found the first one. I found the first one. What do I do with it? It's Kodesh.
No,
I have to bring it for Korban.
He still have a Chometz at his possession.
It got new Chometz. On Erev Pesach he didn't have. Now suddenly he has Chometz.
If you bring a Korban Pesach any other time of the year, it's automatically shlamim. You need to be oiker, you need to remove the shame Pesach from it by actively, consciously saying that it is now a shlamim. Says the Gemara, "Vam Rav Chiya Bar Gam, the Rav Chiya Bar Gam, the say and Nizrukam Epi Chabura, the Chabura, the Talmidim Chachamim, they put out this opinion. But Amrun, they said, Hacha b'Ma'iskin, and what is the case that we're talking about? Kegoyin Chayu Bailim Tmeim Mesim. We're talking about a scenario where the people who had this korban had tumas mace. The Nidachin the Pesach Sheni, and they get pushed off to the Pesach Sheni. Therefore, the Stam Lishmoi Koi, since this animal can still be brought, meaning, for example, they designated the Korban Pesach before Pesach Rishon. This is going to be their Korban Pesach. Something happened, they became Tomei in the interim. And now they can't bring the Korban Pesach on Yud Dalet. So they're planning, we'll keep this animal and we'll bring it a month later on Yud Dalet Iyar. And therefore, because they are planning and still can bring it as a Korban Pesach on Yud Dalet Iyar, therefore the Shem Korban Pesach still remains on this animal. And therefore, in that case, if they brought it during Chol HaMoed and shechted it, then Min HaStam, it would be considered a Pesach still. Until you have an active Kavanah. But don't learn from this to all other... to all other cases.
Active kavani means to remove the shem pesach.
Correct. He says the shemai kai v'hayhu debay akira ha acher loy bay akira. This type needs akira. This time you need a conscious change to make it a shlamim. Whereas all other carbon pesachs, if you brought it another time of year, you don't need akira because why would you think it's a carbon pesach? Here, you might think it's a Korban Pesach still, the owners, because I'm going to bring it a month later on Pesach Sheni. But if you bring it in the middle of Kislev, no one's thinking it's a Korban Pesach Sheni, Pesach. And he says like this. Now, he says, interesting. Now, what are we talking about? We must be talking about a scenario where it started to be, let's say, if you're going to tell me that the Shechita goes from the beginning to the end, if so, then when you started to shecht it on Yud Dalad Nisan, and I was assuming that this assumption is that it stopped, you stopped the shechita, but if you started, then it already became, the animal became pogum, you've already broken its trachea and its veshet, etc. And then it's not going to, he says like this, if so, then it became possible, mitzchil shechita. And he says as follows, Rashi says, Tshuva zu shani meishiv mipi chabura if so le betchil shchita, the stame heve le pesach, the tchil shchita nami pasa. The beginning of the shchita is what will actually invalidate it. But if you say the shchit is only the end, given the shachar peipurta, as soon as you shecht it a little bit, itchilei mepesach, then it is already pushed off from being a pesach. Now, what does that mean? So Rashi says, hagmash shchit la pesach havai. When you finish the shchit, it's not considered korban pesach. The kim the shachar peipurta v'loich ischazei lishuyei la pesach sheni. Since on pesach rishon you started to shecht it, you can no longer retain it and keep it till pesach sheni. So therefore, itchilem pesach, you can't use it as a korban pesach, and therefore your intention is gone. V'kim d'leichazel pesach, hay amras l'shlamim kai. And if it's no longer ra'i to be kept for pesach sheni as a korban pesach, then the automatic default min hastam is that it is a shlamim. If so, v'gam hashchita today, you're concluding it shchita l'shlamim as a shlamim hu. V'purta kamala ifso mishum shchitas pesach. Sorry, I take it back. We're talking about in Chol HaMoed. You now bring this animal in Chol HaMoed. And we want to say that because you were planning on bringing it for Pesach Sheni, therefore, Min HaStam, it's still a Korban Pesach until you have an active Akira to be Oker. But hang on one second. The moment you start to Shecht it, it's not going to live till Pesach Sheni anymore. And if the Shechit is only at the Soif at the end, well, once you've started Shecht it, it's no longer Roy to be a Pesach Sheni. Because you can't bring it then. Mm-hmm. And therefore, automatically you go back to the default Min HaStam that it becomes a Shlamim, and you should be Oiver.
For having
Chometz. You didn't have to be Oiker. So he says like this, Itchem Pesach, Mepesach Idach, Ki Kash Shachit Shlamim Kashachit. And therefore, you've ended up shechting a Shlamim. Amalei Abai said, no. But even though you have now pushed it away, this animal cannot be brought as a Korban Pesach because it's not going to be able to live that long. Nonetheless, it has not been pushed off from the money of Pesach. Meaning, even though you've started the Shechita, you could quickly go and flog it off on the market and sell it, and it's money you would use for a Korban Pesach. So since its money value is still as a Korban Pesach, therefore when you finish the Shechita, it's still considered as the default Kavanah of being a Pesach, and you, unless you have an akira to make it a shlamim. Now, if you're going to tell me, hang on a second, a carbon that becomes possible, you have to actually evaluate it and put a value on it. You want to make a tumura, correct? You need to evaluate it. V'atnan, we learned in the Mishnah, shachat pa shnaim or rev shnaim, v'adayin hu mefarcheses, harei hu kechay l'chol dvarea. But we say that as long, this is what we talked about yesterday or the other day, that if you shechted the animal, even if you shechted the majority of the full two, or the majority of the two simanim, as long as the animal is still flailing and kicking, it is still considered as alive. And therefore the damim is...
The value is that of the live animal.
Correct. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Hashoich b'shnai mushloishim makoyim, as a new case. What happens if you have an animal and you shecht it in multiple places? So this is a matter of much discussion. The Shonim will see Tosfos in a moment. So he says like this. So you shech the animal in its neck in multiple places. Shchitasoi ksheiru, the shchita is kosher. Now what are we talking about? Are we talking about that none of the incisions themselves shech the roiv, but tziruf, all of them together shechts the roiv? So if you have a look in Rashi, Rashi says down the bottom, three lines from the bottom, shechatach kan, you shecht here. And then you stop and you shecht more underneath, lower, and or above. And then you do it a third time. Now, Rashi doesn't say anything whether any of the sizes of the incision are big enough. Tosfos on the left-hand side says, brings the position of Rashi. And we'll see in a, he says, the moment. If none of the incisions themselves has a roiv of the simanim cuts through the required shear, then how could this be a shchita kshera? Vim yesh roiv makam echad, and we'll see in a moment, if there is roiv in one place, in ken shchita mufurasi, it's not then it is a proper shchita that you could see. So we have a problem.
The other incisions are nothing different.
Correct. Yesh Shlomo says, that even if there is roiv in one place, it's still not a revealed shchita, and we'll see in a moment why. Okay, says the Gemara. When this statement was said before Shmuel that it is shech, the animal in multiple places is a shchita kshera, Amali said, you need to have a shchita which is literally uncovered, revealed that you could see clearly the kosher shchita, and you do not have that. Rashi says, it's got to be in one place. Which seems what Rashi is saying, that at least in one place it's got to be nikar. And the suggestion is that you've got multiple incisions over there, you're not going to be able to see clearly that it's a clean shchita of the roiv simanim. But after Rabbi Shimon Melakish Tava Be'inan Shchita Mufuras, and Rabbi Shimon Melakish also says you need to have a clearly recognizable revealed shchita. Amar Rabbi Shimon Melakish, minayin l'shchita shi mufuras, from where do we know that the shchita has to be a clear recognizable incision? Shenema, the pasuk says, Chetz shachut l'shoinam mirma diber. Literally, chet shachud means a slaughtering arrow, right? Like, or a shooting arrow. Is there tongues which speak the deceitfulness? Must, and now, what does that mean? So Rashi says, just like a shchita dumya de chet, the pasuk is telling us chet shachud means the shchita is like the shooting of an arrow. She'ein a choitech bebeis makomis. When you shoot an arrow at someone, right, it doesn't pierce in multiple places. It only goes at one place. So to the shchita has to be in one place. Okay. Massive Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar challenged. Beis Oichzin Besakin. If you have two, following Brisa says, if you have two people holding onto the knife of the Shchita, now it could be a knife which got two ends to it. Veshoichdin, and they shecht. Afilu echad mil maila veechad mil mata shchitasoi ksher. Even if one is shechting above and one is shechting below, the Shchita is kosher. Now, Rashi says the Havamin over here is that we're talking about two people holding two knives. Right? Even though it says besakin, base oichsim besakin, but if you've got two people holding it, the assumption is it's two people holding two knives, and one is shechting up here and one shechting below, and yet we say the shchita is kosher.
And look, are we implying that each one has done a minimal amount? Like
irrespective, let's take the approach of the way many Rishonim learn Rashi, that one of them has done a proper shchita.
I was going to say that there are things...
which was the question? The question of that's a question of Tosfos. We'll follow Tosfos' question. One of the incisions is a proper shear.
Isn't it much more that it would be here at the same time? Otherwise, what's the?
Yeah, it could be simultaneous. It could be one after the other. So he says, but am I? Why should it be kosher? Like we just said, it's going to be like a chet. You've got multiple incisions here. It shouldn't be good. Says the Gemara. He says, Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah Mishnasenu Besakin. Mishnah is talking about a case Besakin Echad Ushnei Menei Adam. It's talking about one long knife, and he's talking about two people. And Rashi says that you're shechting it on an alakson, you're shechting it on an angle. And that's what it means. One's shechting above and one's shechting below, but Lo Oilam, it's only one incision. and therefore it is a shechita mufuras, and therefore it's not a horizontal cut, but it's still only one cut, and therefore it's a valid shechita. But no, but two shechitas in one would be a problem. Amale Rabbi Abba ihachi haynu detani Allah. But that's the case it was taught before. What about what it says afterwards? Ein choshin sheme yitrufu ze al ze. We're not worried that one will make a trefa one on the other. So he says like this. If you're talking about b'shnei sakin in two people shechting with two knives, u'shnei b'nei adam, shapir, then I understand the Gemara's concern that you might have thought that you're worried that maybe one will make it a trefa and then you'll have a problem. However, and therefore we have to bavarn that we're not choshish for it.
In other words, two separate actions, we're not choshish, then we'll be a trefa.
No, the fact that we have to tell you we're not choshish means that we would have otherwise been choshish. And that can only happen if you're talking about two people shechting
two.
They get the two separate incisions. However,
if it's one action, then you have. Then he's asking there should be a dresser.
Well, he says, yeah. So we'll get to one second. So he says, "I am Rishon Mishnei Sakin Shnei Bin Adam Shapir." Mao, the time you might have thought Leichus Dilma Samchei Adadi. Each one relies on the other. V'haylo Atzilam Eved Ruba. Right, so each one thinks, oh, the other guy will shecht the roiv of Simon, and he'll only shecht a bit, and he'll only shecht a bit, and Nimta, you could bring the animal to be a trefa. Mahaila Atzi Lemevad Ruba, and he won't do it. Kamash Malan, therefore we tell you we're not choshish, dein choshin. Ella, Iyam Nespesakin Echad, but if the case is talking about one knife, Ushnei B'nei Adam, on an angle, like we said, Hai Ein Choshin, Shemi Yitrufu Zeal Zeh, Shemi Yidrusu Zeal Zeh Mibayle. When you're shechting two people with one knife, there's no concern that you're not going to shecht roiv. Right? Because one person's not relying on the other, they're doing it together. The concern, however, is that you might do a drasa, you might press down on the knife, as opposed to being, when you're one person in control, but the other might, you know, push it down. And, but it doesn't say that. So therefore, that doesn't imply that, implies that we're talking about a case of two knives. Amalei Rabbi Avin. Rabbi Avin says, Tani ein choshin sheme yidrusu ze al ze. Rather read the Mishnah as the concern is that maybe one will press down on the knife. Okay, Masiv Rabbi Avin. Rabbi Avin brings another challenge to whether we need a shchita mufuras or not. Shachat is a veshet, a person shechta the veshet lamata vesakana lamaila and the windpipe above. Oy es a veshet lamaila, oy shecht the food pipe above vesakana lamata and he connect the windpipe below. Shchitasu ksheira, the shchita is ksheira. Says the Gemara, Amai, v'ha leka shchita mufuras. V'ha leka shchita mufuras. You don't have a shchita mufuras. Why? Because the assumption is that you shecht the esophagus up here, then you stop, and then you come and you shecht the kana down here. Says the Gemara, the same answer we had before. Whom Moisiv lava, whom Mefarikla, he brought the challenge and he resolves the challenge. B'shchita suya kukulmus. It's like a shchita that is done like a kumus, like the tip of a quill of a pen, and Rashi says that means also balaksoin, meaning that it's being done also again on a diagonal, and it hits the veshet up here and the kana down here, and therefore it is la'olam only one incision, and therefore it is a shchita mufuras. Okay, says the Gemara, Hahu tura de ishchit b'shnai m'shloisha m'koymes, our Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta. There was a case where there was an animal, an ox, that was shechted in two or three places, and it was done for Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta. Shakal m'shufri shufri, and he took from the choicest piece of the meat, and he ate it. Amalei Rabbi Zeir Rabbi says the Matan Rabbeinu, didn't you teach us Mishnah Seinu, the Mishnah, our teaching, b'shnei sakinu b'nei beis Adam, that it says that it's the chayre over here, we've got two people, you've got multiple incisions, and therefore you don't have a shchita mufuras, so why is he eating from it? So he says, by you just teaching us, you're teaching us that the Mishnah is even talking about a case where two people are doing the shchita, and it's still a good shchita, because you don't seem to be worried about the shchita mufuras. So that's okay, so Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav. Now the case. Hechlid is a sakin bein simon le simon upasku psula. So we have a din of chalada that if, I don't know if you have a picture over there, but if you literally means burying or borrowing, that if you hide the sakin goes underneath between the simanim and you're shechting in a concealed way, therefore the shchita is pasul. But that's only if it happens in the middle of the shchita. So he says like this, If Hechlid is a sakin, he buries, he hides the sakin bein similar simon between one, either the Kana and the Veshet, between one and one of the simonim. He's cut one, and then he goes under the other, and then comes back and cuts the other. Yeah. So he says, you've shechted one, and then the sakin goes in. And then upaskul tachton. So he says, "You keil chasoi ela shehichlid v'chazar v'hoitzi es hasakin v'chatech elyon kedarkoi." That you shecht one in its regular way, but then you bury the knife between the two simanim. Then you take it out, and then you shecht the other one in its regular manner. That's the situation we're talking about. So then it is pasul tachasor. But if it was underneath the skin, meaning sheshachet kvar sarishin. That you shechted already. Sorry, one that's tachas hashen. It's Rashi. If you did it under the skin, bein similar, then it would be kosher. It's not considered a case of hagrama of chalada. My kamashmalam. What is he telling us over here? Tanina, we've learned this elsewhere. Oishe hechled es hasakin tachas hasheni upasku. That might be the reference that you have. It's on. It's coming up. Lamed base. That if you put the bury the knife in between. Underneath the second simon, and then you cut it. So then, Rabbi Yosheva Omer, nevela, the animal is a nevela. It's not a kosher shchita. Rabbi Kiva Omer trefa. Rabbi Kiva says it's a trefa. Okay, let's see the picture.
What does that mean? Like you pierced it, rather than
no, you're still shechting it, but you've burrowed the knife in between the two simonim.
The wind pipe to cut it, but you're doing it between the two of them.
You've missed the bottom one.
Yes, no. So you shecht the bottom one is where you got your knife.
Yeah.
But the top one is covering.
Correct. And then you pull it out, and then you shecht the other one. Yeah. But because it was done here in a way of chalada, so therefore it is a pasul shchita. And we see this now. The machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Sheva. When you have a shchita which is no good, does that render the animal a tray for a nevela? But either way, it's not a kosher shchita. Okay. Now, imimas nisin hava amina. So he says, no, I need both, because it was just from the Mishnah hava amina. I would have thought hani mili mil matala maila. That's when it's done from below to above. Meaning, since you've stuck it under the second simon, then you would have to cut it from below to above backwards. Therefore, I would think that's a problem. Why? Deloika avid kederach hashchita. You've not done it in the regular way. But if you took out the knife and then shechted it from above to below, the kavit keder shchita, where it's done in the proper way of shchita, I would think that is a valid shchita. Kamash malan tachas or ksheira. Therefore, it needs to tell us that underneath the is underneath. You do it underneath the is kosher. Beirav amri tachas or ein yodeh. And if it was done underneath the skin, I do not know. I don't know whether this is considered as chalad or not.
But he wouldn't passel it, but he wouldn't be machshir either.
Yeah, he's not sure. Now he says, they asked the following question, Lebei Rav, the Amri Tachas or Erni Yedea. What if you did a Tachas Matlis? What if you shecht underneath a cloth? You put a cloth in front of the animal's neck, and then you do the shchita. Is that also considered as chalad, just like if you were to do it from stick the knife under the neck? Meaning you're supposed to cut the neck all the way clean from the outside of the skin. What happens if you poke the knife underneath the skin and then shecht it? So he says, I don't know about that. So he says, okay, well, what happens if there was a cloth sitting on top? What would be that? Tachas semer mesubach, or if there was very thick wool on the animal's neck and you hide the knife under that and then shecht, mahu, what's the din? Take or we leave all these questions unresolved. So he says, boira papa hechlid b'mil simanim mahu, similarly, if you did chalada for only the minority of the simon, and therefore that's not the full shchita, what is the din? And again, teku, and in all of these cases, because we're talking about shchita, which is Torah, so we are machmir. And therefore, what they'll often do is that they you have to, if it's too woolly or something over there, you actually have to pull out some of the wool so that you don't have any issues of chalada when they're doing the shchita. Says the new Mishnah, Hashoichet beis roshin ke'echad. If you have two animals, we saw this already, two animals, but pashas we're talking about chulin. We said earlier we were talking about kachim over here, and that's why it's written b'di'evet. But if the same would apply with chulin, you have two animals and their heads are lined up next to each other, and you shecht them with one long knife all together. The shchita is kosher. Shnaim oichsim besakin v'shechtin. Yeah, and if you have two people shechting, they're both holding onto a knife. That was the case we just brought, and they shecht together. Afilu echad lamayla v'echad lamata. Even if one is standing higher and one is lower, i.e., it's shechting on an angle, shchitas ksher. The shchita is kosher. Hit is a sarash bevas achas psula. But if you chop off the animal's head, you don't actually shecht right? B'shachat m'mashach. Then
just one concluding section that decapitates.
Here's hittis. Hittis is like the way you use a sword to chop off someone's neck. It's not done with. He says ba'avar rishayna atchalay hispik lahaylich. Just by that action, you're right, he didn't bring it back and it cakes off the head in one go. So then he says like this, then in such a case, technically you could shecht an animal, you don't have to go forward and back. Technically, if your knife is long enough that you could shecht the animal without pressing, just with one action like that, the animal would be kosher. But the shaila is, if I'm shechting an animal and my knife's long enough and I shecht it with just one force push like this, but pashtus, I'm also doing drasa, I'm also pressing, and that's why its head's being cut off at that in that way. So therefore, the Mishnah qualifies. If the sakin is mloit savar, if the sakin is enough, not only that it's got enough length that you have another next length worth of knife, i.e. it's two next lengths long, then the shchita is kosher, because yes, it's possible to do a proper shchita in one forward motion. However, when is that? This is only in a case where you just did a forward action but without pulling the knife back, or you pulled it back but didn't move it forward. But if you're doing in a sawing, you know, not sawing motion, yeah, then I feel a kosher, then you could shecht even the biggest cow in the world with the smallest blade. I feel a bit Ismail, even with a scalpel, shader, it would be kosher. Because there, we're not worried about drasa, because you're just going like this the whole time. It says the Gemara Manani Mili, from where do I learn this? Amar Shmuel da Amar Krah, the Pasuk says, Chetz Shachut L'Shoinam Mirma. Like we said before, that it must be like a chetz. Rashi says, Ma chetz hailechas b'meshicha, just as the chetz moves in one direction, and it doesn't push, it just shoots forward. So to the shchita can be done that way as well. Shchita is in a way of meshicha. Fine. Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel taught v'shachat. The Pasuk says v'shachat, and they said, Ein v'shachat ela umashach. Means to draw, meaning to umashach. V'cheinu oimer, like it says,
backwards, yeah.
Right, in other words, the action should be, it sounds like, this way rather than going forwards.
But I think here means...
The arrow goes forwards.
Yeah, but look at Lashon Rashi, it's very strange. He says, Chetz Shachot, Ma Chetz Helechas B'Meshicha. I would have thought that Chetz goes by Locha, not B'Meshicha. So obviously you're not being meduyik on the exact...
Yeah,
meaning I think it means just generally one direction, yeah. Not the other.
You pull it back. Yeah, I'm not sure, sorry? But that's not how it wounds.
That's
yeah.
That's not the action of the killing. That's okay. The action of the shooting.
So he says v'cheinu oimer, and he also said zahav shachut. What is zahav shachut? It says in the pasuk.
How do you shoot the arrow?
Yeah, that's what he said, but that's not the killing. Yeah, the killing is the one direction that the arrow goes.
Okay, so maybe that's what means, you're pulling back of the arrow. So he says like this, what is Zahav Shachut? Mashuchu Rach. When you warm up the metal, the gold, so then it's you make chutin from it. And therefore that means like flowing. So that's the idea of Mashach. For Eimechetz Shachut L'Shainam Mirma. Why did he have to say va'omer and bring the pasuk? You might think zav shachut, when it's, if it was just from the pasuk where it says zav shachut shenitvach b'chut, I would think that means the zav is span like a chut, not that it means that it's pouring, which is like meshicha, and therefore it needs to also bring va'omer another pasuk to tell us that the chetz shachut, to tell us that it's talking about the motion, that the motion must be in a way of meshicha. Right, we'll stop there.